You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Welcome to the UFC Buzz Podcast for William Hill. It's another great weekend of action in the UFC. I'm Gareth A. Davis for William Hill, reporting on the up-and-coming Winnipeg, Canada event this Saturday night. It's, yes, Robbie Lawler, the brilliant Robbie Lawler, fighting Rafael Dos Anjos, the former UFC lightweight champion, against the former UFC welterweight champion. But this is a fantastic matchup. I'm going to come to that in a minute, but first of all, I'm going to look further down the card. First of all, on the light heavyweight division, we have Glover Teixeira facing Misha Sirkunov. Teixeira is 6-5 with William Hill and Sirkunov 4-6. This is a fantastic fight in the light heavyweight division, of course. The 205-pounder, Glover Teixeira, he's starting to look a bit weather-worn. He's kind of just failed at the top level in the light heavyweight division. We can't see him getting any better at this point. I think this is a great fight for Misha Sirkunov at this stage in his career. He suffered a setback, of course, his last time out in May when Gustafsson fought Teixeira that night in Stockholm, Sweden, losing to Volkan Ozdemir, who really has gone on to great things since then. But I do favour him in this fight against the great Brazilian, we can call him that, Teixeira. So I'm going for Sirkunov in that fight. Moving up the card at welterweight, Santiago Ponzinibbio facing Mike Perry. This is a thriller. This could very well be a thriller. Both men like to throw down. Ponzinibbio, of course, knocking out Gunnar Nelson in July this year in Glasgow. First round knockout, fantastic victory for him. And he's on a 5-fight win streak. Mike Perry, of course, as well, really likes to throw down. Just one loss in his MMA career to Alain Joubin. Two knockout victories for him in his last two fights. Jake Ellenberger KO in April. And, of course, the win over Alex Reyes, a knockout by knee, in September this year. I'm really looking forward to this fight. The odds with William Hill for this one is Ponzinibbio is 8-15 and Mike Perry is 6-4. Take your pick here. I think this could be a fast, dramatic fight. If it goes three rounds, it will be a thriller to match Justin Gaethje against Eddie Alvarez a couple of weeks ago. But I'm going for Mike Perry in this fight. I just think he might have the extra vim and vigour to win this contest. And a great featherweight fight, of course, Ricardo Lamas, who's been up and down in the division in recent times. He can never seem to get his hands on the title, just short of that level of Jose Aldo and the likes of Conor McGregor, fighting Josh Emmett, the Team Alpha Male product, who I think has got one loss in his entire career to Desmond Green, but definitely a step up in class for Josh Emmett in this fight. The odds with William Hill in this contest, Ricardo Lamas 2-5, Josh Emmett 19-10. I'm going for Ricardo Lamas in this fight. I do think he's got the versatility, the fast transitions, and I think when he's got his bit between the teeth, he really does produce some brilliant performances. I'm going for Ricardo Lamas for a decision in a three-round victory for him. And moving on to the main event, the five-round fight at welterweight between Rafael Dos Anjos and Robbie Lawler. William Hill cannot split them for the victory on the odds. 9-10 Rafael Dos Anjos, 9-10 Robbie Lawler. I think it comes down to two things. Can Rafael Dos Anjos get this fight to the ground? Robbie Lawler has not gone to the ground. I cannot remember the last time Robbie Lawler has gone for a takedown in a fight. I mean, it's so rare with him. He just wants to stand and trade and sway at the waist and use his head movement from that brilliant southpaw stance. He wants to let his hands go. That's what he does every single time he fights. Dos Anjos has had periods when he's looked brilliant with his hands, his body kicks, and has looked terrific. But I really think in this contest, unless Rafael Dos Anjos can get Robbie to the ground. I think he's going to struggle with Robbie Lawler's stand-up. I think he's on a different level altogether. I do love this fight, though. You know, when you think about the, get back to the fights that Robbie Lawler had with Rory McDonald, I mean, it was just so brilliant. They were brawling. They brawled at all costs. Crazy hooks, uppercuts, the whole lot. One of the most, some of the most memorable fights in UFC history. I think Lawler, you know, he sounds really great. He's got so little damage. I think the thing with him is, he's very fluid these days. He's not looking to knock out opponents with one punch. He's looking to wear opponents down. I think they will really trouble Dos Anjos. Although, having said that, he's more direct with his punches. He tends to go down the middle. That could be an advantage for him. And again, the body kicks could come in very handy for him. But Dos Anjos needs to fire down the middle. What he's got to be aware of is that Lawler likes to throw arcing shots, so there will be gaps for him to open there. But I think Lawler must stop the takedown, and I think Dos Anjos has got to throw lower leg kicks, and he's got to go for the takedown at some point and constantly apply pressure on Lawler. But for me, Lawler has the experience, he's got the size in some ways, and I think he's got the power to give Rafael Dos Anjos problems. And I think Robbie gets a stoppage before the end of the fight. For me, he's going to win by TKO in the fourth round. The odds with William Hill, again, they can't be split, of course. Rafael Dos Anjos to win 9-10. Robbie Lawler to win 9-10. It's going down in Winnipeg this weekend. Rafael Dos Anjos against Robbie Lawler at the UFC event there. Enjoy the fights, everyone. I'll speak to you next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.